Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is the third day of September.
Amen.
In the year of our Lord, 2020. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host of this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. And our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. Minister Milton Dudley back with us on this panel last week.
Amen.
And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, His Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord.
It is good to be here this afternoon. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank God for another opportunity, Lord God, just to be able to speak His words, you know, and He entrusted us with His word, and that's quite a responsibility, brother. I feel honored, but I feel I'm not worthy at the same time.
Amen.
God, to be a mouthpiece for God, but I thank God He has given us this opportunity. And once again, we just gonna try to elaborate a little bit on what's going on today and how it reflects on the Word of God and how it trying to deflect the Word of God at the same time. Amen.
Amen.
Milton, God bless you. Where were you last week, brother?
Man, cramp up. Everywhere. Whole body.
Well, you've probably been speaking a lot against the factions that are against the Word of God today.
No, that's Trump. That's Trump cramped him up.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, since you're back here, my brother, let's ask God bless him on the broadcast today. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you now.
Bless you, Father.
Lord, we just thank you for being here in the midst of these brothers.
Yes, Lord.
Father, as we come to study and bring your truth to light to so many, Lord, that are blind.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, about this Black Lives Matter and the Marxism spirit that's going around in this country.
Help us, Lord. Help us,
Father,
Lord.
Right now, for each and every listener out there, Lord,
mm-hmm.
we ask that you open up their eyes and their ears and their heart to see this truth,
mm-hmm.
that they also may know what it is and what it's about.
Yes.
It's Marxism.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless. Why are we so interested in Marxism here, brothers? Why is it that a Christian organization, a Christian brothers here, four Christian brothers, born again, well, I am. What about
Amen.
You?
Well,
is everybody in the
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And not just Christian, but born again Christian.
Born again. Right, right.
Why, Brother Pierce, are we interested in this Marxism? Why is it that the church has, like some would say, dipping and diving into something you ain't got no business going into. Why are we interested in it, brother?
It threatens the Christian perspective and the way of life. It goes totally against, you know, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat.
Okay.
It goes against that you should work the land by your hand.
Okay.
It goes that everyone is able to be able to capitalize on their own work and sweat and brow. All these are biblical principles that Marxism is against.
Okay. So we're duty bound to speak up when it comes to these matters. Is that right?
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It does affect our people. And when error is being, disseminated all over the place, we have a responsibility
Amen.
To speak up about this matter,
True.
You know. And one thing that, you know, a lot of things happened this past week since we was last here on this broadcast. But one thing in particular caught my eye is the fact that in California, they have completely suspended the SATs in all the colleges. No more SATs because it offends the minorities and the black folks.
Now, what
I try to understand is, you know, are they really saying that we're so stupid? We're so stupid that we cannot compete with other nationalities, other races. But so just for the black man's sake, more or less, we're going to suspend the SAT as a requirement for getting into California college so as not to hurt the feelings of the black people. Gentlemen, what do y'all think about that? Tony, what do you think about that?
I think that's a terrible idea, number one, because pastors not only is it an insult?
Okay, this is what I'm saying.
Not only is it an insult, but what does that do for the psyche of a young black kid who's worked hard and get to that level
right?
Only to be told that, well, you're a token. We're going to let you in because you
don't have
can.
To.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrible thing.
What do you think? What do you think, Kevin?
I believe that it just shows how we weaken ourselves by accepting that.
That's right.
You know how to be able to say, "Oh, I'm black. I don't have to take a SAT like everybody else has always done."
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That weakens your self-image of who you are.
Yeah, sure. And actually, the system is saying that the black people are just incapable.
Yeah, that's special. Mm-hmm.
That's why they're putting you in a situation like that, because they're thinking you are special, and they want to dumb you down.
Yeah,
but many of our young people have worked hard and studied, because they know this is part of their main
curriculum. That's right. Yeah. You look forward to competing.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, but that we must see the bigger picture even with that.
Okay, what is the bigger picture?
It's there are people, and we've said this on this broadcast many times, there are people way up higher than any country's government want to control, or should I say manipulate, the system to a point where they can use anybody for anything they want to use them for. In other words, the dumbing down of our youth has been going on for decades now.
Sure.
And now it's just reached the level where it's hit the college entrance exam.
Right.
We know the No Child Left Behind, the Common Core curriculum, all that was meant to level the playing field.
Sure, accommodate the lack of intelligence of the black man.
That's
basically what
you left out affirmative action, too.
That's the same thing, affirmative action. Yeah. I never really agreed with affirmative action, even though, you know, I was glad to see somehow blacks take major positions here in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, fire department and all that, but they got in through the affirmative action, because actually many of them scored lower than the other counterparts, the white counterparts. You know, but they because of the affirmative action program, they were able to take those head jobs. You know?
Well, that's true, Pastor. But what, dude? Even with that, I kind of feel like that could have just as well been a hindrance more so than a help.
To
put a person in that place based on his skin color.
Right. Not his achievement.
A lot of people would have taken that as a challenge to do better.
To
work harder.
To better
educate themselves or whatever the case may be. And become more competitive on the merits of who they are. Their character, you know.
Even the SAT program that they said that blacks was disadvantaged many, many hundreds of years ago when, you know, we were not allowed to read books.
Right.
And we didn't get the head start, you know, so they trying to compensate. In other words, this is the 40 acres of a mule that they are, you know, giving us and just getting rid of these programs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it does not reflect positively to the black race.
Mm.
You know, we're not able to compete.
Right.
And I don't like that. I really hate that, because we are a nation of people that just can't compete, so we have to be helped along the way. Now that's not good. I don't think
if that's how we're looking about it within ourselves as black people.
And then they go ahead.
How are the other demographics
looking
at it?
Okay. Way worse than that.
Okay.
Well, way worse than that.
Yes, they are. And I understand, yes, we were denied opportunities to read books.
Yes, I think we just way too far removed.
But that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the last 100 years, we hadn't been denied
anything.
Not anything.
Once the doors were kicked open for that, where opportunity is there, now our dropout rate is higher than any other demographic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I was in the Air Force, you know, and people asked me where I was from, I said, from Alabama. They said, "You don't talk like you from Alabama." I said, "How do Alabama folks talk?" You know?
So, I can see that, though.
You could possibly see that.
You didn't have that deep,
southern drawl, right?
Can't pronounce a whole word.
Well, why? Because, number one, I've done a lot of reading. You know, you expand your ability to communicate when you do a lot of reading.
Yeah. Right.
Whose fault is it that black folks don't read nothing but the funny paper and the sports paper?
Black folks.
But what we have done, we have brought our kids up to more or less be athletic, you know,
to concentrate on that part of
instead of the academic part, you know, that had hurt a lot of our kids.
Yeah,
well, our lack of vision, Mill, even generationally, our lack of vision. See, to be good at athletics or football, basketball, whatever it may be, that still, if you look at it, although it requires a lot of hard work,
they just
looked at it as the easy route to financial, I guess, stability.
And here's the thing, you know, I understand that a lot of our parents were not educated. I understand that. Now, my mother was kind of educated a little bit. She finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Ben Carson said his mother was illiterate.
That's right.
She pushed him, though, didn't she?
That's right.
Sure.
Huh?
Right.
She wanted to make sure her children were not illiterate.
That's right.
Huh? And look
how
he turned out.
Yeah.
See? So you can't use the excuse that my parents weren't able to help me, because she motivated him to do
what she couldn't do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we got to understand that, because, you know, we just think as a people, millions and millions of people were just turned out to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
With nowhere to go, with no, you know, learning, no knowledge, any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to make it work. Of course, at that time, manual labor was the biggest thing we had going.
But
God and his divine
mercy
and sovereign providence sent people along this path, like the Booker T.
Washington. To encourage us to lead and guide
to live as examples.
Uh-huh.
Then he opened some doors for us, because our kids today have more opportunities than any other generation ever. And what are we doing with it?
Okay, that's a good question.
What are we doing with it?
Well, do we have leadership to motivate us, though? I mean, that's important, too. But we just want to touch on that. You know, we're going to move on. But the fact that, you know, that SAT scores have been suspended in California, and probably will follow suit in other states too.
Of course.
Now, since California, because usually what monkey sees, monkey does, you know. So what California does, look like everybody else follows suit. So we just want to make it plain that, you know, we think it was a bad idea, and we can compete. We're not imbecile dummies and stuff like that. We can compete. You know, and we should put forth the effort to compete.
How can you say we can't when we're looking at Dr. Ben Carson?
Okay.
And even Colin Powell's and all, when we're looking at these type of people who've been world leaders.
Yeah, right.
World leaders who has achieved, who came through even rougher generations than our kids are coming through now,
mm-hmm.
as far as lack of opportunity goes.
So
the examples are there that we can't, or...
Mm-hmm.
We have to at some point say, is it that we can't, or are we just not doing it?
We have people that's accepting it, but it's the organizations that are allowing it.
That's right. That's right.
It's
that's
the
right.
organizations right. that are that yeah, are saying, hey,
yeah.
you know, it's like this for you.
Yeah.
So that's one side of it.
Yeah,
and
true.
Then you got the other side. We just putting up with it and accepting it.
Yeah.
We're looking at it in a lot of instances, though, as advantages.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to take advantage of this, just like the welfare program.
Right.
It's an advantage. We're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And got so complacent in it. And we mentioned it before on this broadcast. And Pastor, you mentioned it extensively. You know,
mm-hmm.
families who has been in poverty for generations.
So
it's become a thing where it's become a snare or a stronghold.
Curse. Yeah, a curse. Right. A curse, right. Really. A curse. Yeah, right, right. But we just pray that our people, you know, will wake up to the fact that we can achieve. We're not invalids. We're not handicapped.
Not at all.
We can achieve. But we just have to put forth the effort, the work to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, praise God. Miss Patrice on Black Lives Matters, you know, she made the statement over and over again that they are a Marxist organization.
Train.
She keeps saying it over and over again. They are a Marxist train organization, and Marxism is anti-Christian. Is that right, brother?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Amen. And that's why we are doing this broadcast for the last couple months or so, brother. We've been here. This organization is out front. And if they're out front here today on our everywhere, we look on TV, radio,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to be out front with them right here, too.
Right.
You know?
Amen.
We're going
to
deal with
but
that.
We have to.
We got
we
to.
Have to.
Okay, but now she's made another remark. Besides being part of the Marxist organization, being trained Marxist, she's come up with another Yeah. Another.
And this is angle. To me, Pastor, it's even bigger.
This is bigger than Marxism.
For the simple fact, she has made an open confession that this is not what it looks like. It's not all, it's more than what you're seeing.
Okay,
that's you know, there's a spiritual connotation to this.
Right. So now, as you support Black Lives Matter, we want you to understand what you're supporting.
Mm.
What their core beliefs are, especially the Christian family.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
we cannot afford to be hoodwinked in this situation.
No.
We must understand. We must be knowledgeable of what's going on. But on Hamilton's broadcast,
Abraham Hamilton's
broadcast this week, you know, he pulled up some remarks that she made recently, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very recently.
Concerning the extra mile they're going to get power and strength to defeat any and everybody and everything that comes against the organization, especially Christianity. Let's play a clip, brother.
Yeah,
we want y'all to listen real carefully.
Yeah, listen to a little bit of it, and we'll kind of
we'll look at the Bible. We'll let Kevin over there pull up some scriptures on it.
Let's extrapolate on it a little bit.
Amen.
Bit of research out for the program. He sent it my way. He said, hey, I think you may be interested in this. And you were right. So many of us know by now, the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter organization, Alicia Garza Opel Tometi and Patrice Cullors. Patrice Cullors was recorded in 2015 admitting, we are trained Marxists. People like myself and others, I'm not the only one, but we have been saying from the beginning that this BLM organization is a Marxist organization. For Christians, I have been saying for quite some time that we don't need some Marxist, anti-Christ, anti-family, anti-man organization to tell us how we love our neighbors. We have a constitution. It has 56 books.
Amen.
Written over three continents, three primary languages. That we don't need some organization to tell us how we need to love our neighbors. And so, those who didn't believe me, this way, it'll come out. And this little piece of audio came out where Patrice Cullors admitted what I just told you is clip number 7. Would you please play it, Rob?
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
There you have it.
Trained Marxists.
We are
trained Marxists.
Marxists.
Okay. Okay.
We are trained Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
Now do you understand what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What we are witnessing is a copy and paste of the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes,
from Russia.
Russia.
Just applied into an American context.
Mm-hmm.
In Russia, they didn't have a history of skin color-based divisions, chattel slavery, things of that nature to foment unrest in the country. But what Marxists do is they seek to utilize whatever may be available to foment the unrest, because people will voluntarily, in times of chaos, seize freedom that they would never allow to be relinquished otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a part, it is endemic to human nature, that mankind is more than willing
give up freedom
to exchange liberties for protection when they are afraid.
When afraid. Up against the gun, yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
Today's show is not, we're not going to focus so much on their Marxism.
Okay.
I want you to know that the BLM organization's founders, they're trained in more than Marxism.
Yes.
I'll explain it to you the way that they explain it themselves.
Okay.
Let me get this quote.
That's fair.
Quote.
That's straight from Norway.
Yeah. Patrice Cullors, the one you just heard there saying.
Patrice, yes.
that she's a trained Marxist and that she and other BLM co-founders are trained Marxists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She says, quote, there are many spiritualities.
That is.
Sorry, she says, quote, I'm calling for spirituality to be deeply radical.
Spirituality.
We're not just having a social justice movement. This is a
spiritual movement.
Spiritual.
End quote.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual movement. Mm-hmm. What does she mean by that?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. I'll start in all of the audio I'm about to share with you now. I take the disrespectful clause for this, I'm going to carry over to the next segment, is a Zoom-like conversation between two women.
Okay.
One of them is named Dr. Malina Abdullah. And she is a professor of African studies at California State University, Los Angeles. She's having a Zoom-type conversation with Patrice Cullors. Let me welcome you into their little conversation where she admits, maybe I'm saying too much. Listen to Dr. Malina Abdullah, who's also, in addition to being a professor at California State University, Los Angeles, she's also the founder of the BLM Los Angeles chapter of the organization. Please play clip number one.
Maybe I'm sharing too much, but we become very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly, right? Like, each of them seems to have a different presence and personality. You know, I laugh a lot with Waukesha, you know, and I didn't meet her in her body, right? I'm her through this work.
Didn't meet her in her body.
She laughs a lot with Waukesha, who she didn't meet in her body.
Who body she was in?
Where did you meet? You laugh with Waukesha, where did y'all meet? You're going to find that Dr. Abdullah and Patrice Cullors talks about summoning the spirits of the dead.
There it is.
Using the power of the spirits of the dead in order to give them the ability to do what they're calling the so-called justice work. You're going to find that what they're describing is their adherence to the Yoruba religion of Ifa or Ifa, where they're summoning dead spirits. If you think I'm laughing, because you might have heard many people say, oh, you're making all of this noise about Black Lives Matter. It's just a hashtag. Oh, really? Listen to clip number four. This is Patrice Cullors.
Okay. It's a very important practice. Hashtags are, for us, are way more than a hashtag. It is literally almost resurrecting a spirit so they can work through us to get the work that we need to get done. I started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them, both from a deeply political place, but also from a deeply spiritual place. And always, you know, in my tradition, you offer things that your loved one who passed away would want, you know, whether it's like honey or tobacco, things like that. And it's so important, not just for us to be in direct relationship to our people who've passed, but also for them to know we've remembered them. I believe so many of them work through us.
They work through us. Now,
audience, Christians.
Yeah.
Christians. Yeah.
Ask yourself, do we have any business dibbling and dabbling in the occult? Okay. At all. If you can't answer it, go to the Old Testament. Go back and see what God says about dabbling and messing with the occult and dead folk and ancestor worship and all those things. How he feels about that. Now, these are the leaders of this group.
Leaders of Black Lives Matter.
So,
yes.
Now think about this, Christians. This, say a name. Chant her name.
Yeah, she's dead.
Say her name.
She's dead.
Walking down the street.
Yeah.
Brianna.
Invoking those spirits to come back.
Come on now. It's bigger than it looks like, people.
Yeah.
Bigger than it looks. Let's not be deceived. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Praise God.
Let's not be deceived. This thing is bigger than we seeing on the surface. So it shouldn't feel right. The Holy Spirit should convict you of a lot of this stuff.
Amen.
But now, if you ever wondered why, just continue to listen, and you'll kind of get it.
Let me say this at this point. Kevin going to read a scripture here for just a second, but God makes it very plain that he's not the God of the dead.
Amen.
God is God of the living.
Amen.
Even the believers that are going to depart this life, they are alive.
Amen.
But they're trying to invoke a dead spirit, to come back and help them in an effort to fight against God and to fight against the Word of God and God's people.
Amen.
Kevin, what you got over there? Let's read some scripture here. How do I feel about us, these necromancers and worshiping the dead and all that?
In Leviticus.
Leviticus. Book of Leviticus now. Listen.
In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31.
Yes. Uh-huh.
God says, regard not them that have familiar spirits. And that's mm-hmm. What was her name?
Patrice.
No, the lady she was calling?
The professor at the university.
Juanita, whoever.
Abdullah, somebody.
But that's a familiar spirit.
That's absolutely.
Yeah, that's a familiar spirit. She said herself that it was a spirit.
A Hank, a ghost, call it what you want.
Hank, ghost. Regard not them that have familiar spirits.
Right.
Neither seek after wizards mm-hmm. to be defiled by them.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 18, mm-hmm. starting with verse 9, after the people of Israel come out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
they were given a land. And God gave them the rules about this land, what they could and could not do.
Of course,
just like now, mm-hmm. the people of Israel adopted some of these practices,
habits the culture
that came from Egypt.
Right.
That's what's crossing over into the church now, some of these habits from Egypt and pagan practices.
Yes.
But before they inhabited the land that God gave them, he gave them warning about what they should not do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is what he said.
Okay.
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee,
mm-hmm.
thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations.
Mm-hmm.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or that mm-hmm. uses divination.
Okay.
Or
okay.
an observer of
mm-hmm.
times,
mm-hmm.
or an enchanter,
or
a witch,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits.
Okay. Familiar spirits.
Or a wizard or a necromancer. A necromancer is one that communicates with the dead.
That's right.
Big Mama been dead for 5 years.
God bless her. Stay there, Big Mama.
I know that's right.
Some reason I need to talk to her to help me with this situation.
Okay.
Well, that's necromancer.
Or she show up at the foot of your bed.
Right.
Okay, but now, You got more?
Yes.
Okay, read.
Look
read,
at what God
read,
said.
Read.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Okay.
And because of these abominations,
mm.
the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee.
Mm. Mm. Create chaos among the people.
Yes.
You know, God might have changed his mind.
No.
With
that. let me ask Milton a question there. Milton, you're pretty bright, though. You're a pretty bright guy. When Saul wanted to sermon up Samuel.
You took it right out of my
mouth. Out of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that came up? Was that really
Samuel
that mm-hmm. came up? Or was that a demonic spirit?
Demonic spirit. That's exactly who it was. I was just, when Kevin read that, that's what came up in my spirit.
Okay, yeah.
The Lord, Saul was on his downside.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Lord was finishing up with him. He was
young. That's right.
But that's why he went to that
Out of desperation.
Out of desperation.
Yeah. But what he wanted is not what he got, though, because that voice was not Samuel's voice.
That's right.
No.
So now, while Patrice and all these Black Lives Matter people mm-hmm. start sermoning these dead folk, you're going to get to something you don't want, brother and sister. You better be careful now. You already Catalonian already right now. But if you one of these spirits jump on you, and the book of Acts, did the spirit jump on the guy?
Whoop them out the clothes.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so be careful what you're asking for. You're asking for Big Mama, but Big Mama may not come up.
All right.
Somebody else may come up. And Big Mama's late. Is that right, Kevin?
No, that's what it is. Okay. It's not Big Mama. It's a demon. But I want to touch on the New Testament also.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're reading from the old, and of course people will say that was back in the day.
Long
that's the old
ago.
God.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we live in the
bring it up to date.
Yeah, I know. We live in the New Testament now.
Okay, well go ahead.
But Ephesians 5:11 says,
okay,
and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
You can reprove them. Yes, sir.
Okay. So we got both.
So that's what we're doing.
That was for all them people. I wonder why they talking about.
Okay. Right, we just obeying the word of God. Go ahead.
Another example too was the young girl that followed behind Paul and saying,
that's right.
These are the most high God. That was an aggravating spirit.
Yeah, that's right. Paul discerned that. But here's the thing about it. I can see people on the sideline, useful. I hate to use that word. That word is harsh. But they say useful idiot.
Okay.
Useful
idiot. Come on, Pastor.
But sitting on the side. Ain't that nice? She called it for her big mama.
Right. I can see that.
She's honoring her big mama. Talking about big mama. Can you see him on side? All the time you called up a demon out of hell. You called them a demon out of hell to help you to fight against God, against God's program. Yeah,
and you can't win. And this is my prayer that there may be some people out there who just didn't know. But now you do. And look at the deeper. That's one of my worst fears. Well, not mine, because ain't no way. I'm going to stay too close to the word for that. But to look up after all this work and see all this time you've been fighting against God.
That's all
God said it was a time coming when people were going to do these things and thinking they doing them a favor.
And he's going to say, I never knew you. I don't know you now, and I didn't know you then.
Amen.
But you know, like say, calling up Big Mama and seeming to honor your ancestry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I don't want us to go too far back in our ancestry, not black folks. Because when we go too far back, we get into them chicken foots and blood.
Right.
Them
wrong blood.
We get into
wrong blood.
We don't go too far back.
Hey, I tell you, ignorance is not bliss, people. And I understand you. A lot of you out there marching and spending your life bill money to go to the protest to stand with your people. Well, it's enough work in your Jerusalem. That's number one.
Your area.
In your house. Keeping that stuff straight. There's enough of that going on. But we want you to know what you are truly standing with.
What kind of organization this is.
And not anything we're saying. This is what they're saying.
And Kevin, didn't you say a while ago that this organization is anti-family?
Anti-family,
else we said? They're dissolving the family structure as God has said.
Has designed it, right.
Patriarchy is what they call it.
Okay. Well, he said I always say. Right. They're against men.
Anti-men. So now, and we have had enough problem because of lack of men in our families, in our upbringing. So how can we hate men? Maybe that's what it is. They hate them because they wasn't there. But, you know, that ain't solving the problems, you know, by kicking them further out about families, at this time,
That's spear.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Let's get a little bit more about that. A little bit more.
Listen up, audience. Listen up. I mean, this stuff is public. You can go on YouTube and see it for yourself. But listen up. This is some good stuff.
My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Now, in case you're wondering who that is speaking, that is Patrice Cullors, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter organization, the same one you just heard saying, we are trained Marxists. She is describing that, you thought it was just a hashtag. It's more than a hashtag.
That's what she said,
We are summoning our people from the dead. She said, in our tradition, what tradition is that? When you offer things to people, and as a result of summoning them so frequently, we begin to develop a relationship where I become close with them. So you thought it was just a hashtag. How many of the people that are turning out for these rallies, these marches, how many of them do you think know that it's more than a hashtag? There is more. She is describing their adherence to the Yoruba religion called Odu Ifa. O-D-U-I-F-A.
I never heard
that
word.
One of the touchstones ancestral
worship.
Guess what the Bible calls that, folks? Witchcraft. I want to risk the rest of this program.
Witchcraft! Oh, boy. Listen, come on.
That it is the spirituality that enables them and empowers them to do this quote unquote justice work.
Okay,
I just played audio for you before the break. I may have to play that one again. Where Patrice Cullors, the same one who admitted that BLM's founders are trained Marxists, that ain't all they trained in. They're not only trained in Marxism, in which, by the way, if you don't know this, Marx himself was a pagan Satanist.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Satanist.
So they didn't hear that far off the map. Yeah. Marx. Trained Marx.
Okay, Satan.
We read the poem saying that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And they wanted you to believe early on.
He was invoking the spirit.
Well, if you thought that what it was, that's what it was, Patrice Cullors disabused you of that notion rather quickly. Let's play that audio again where she said, no, it's not just hashtag. We're resurrecting spirits so they can work through us. Clip number four.
It's a very important practice. Hashtags are, for us, are way more than a hashtag. It is literally almost resurrecting a spirit so they can work through us and get the work that we need to get done. I started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them. Both from a deeply political place, but also from a deeply spiritual place. And always, you know, in my tradition, you offer things that your loved one who passed away would want, you know, whether it's like honey or tobacco, things like that. And it's so important, not just for us, to be in direct relationship to our people who've passed, but also for them to know we've remembered them. I believe so many of them work through us.
Remind you, this is a
listen audience
conversation between Dr. Melina Abdullah and Patrice Cullors. Now I want you to listen to Melina Abdullah, where she describes what happens when they gather. Clip number two.
Professor. When we come out into the streets,
it is.
And we pray, you know, the first thing that we do when we hear of a murder is we come out, we pray, we pour a libation, we build a community where the person's life was stolen. And it took almost a year for me to realize that this movement is much more than a racial and social justice movement. At its core, it's a spiritual movement. Because we're literally standing on spilled blood, right?
Yeah.
And you can't pretend like that's work that's just like some organizing work. That's, you know, that's some serious stuff, right?
You can't pretend it's some organizing work. Mm-mm. But wait, I thought they were just community organizing. That's what you thought.
It's deeper than that.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. Flip three.
When we say the names, right, so we speak there their names, go. We say her name, say their names, we do that all the time, that you kind of invoke that spirit, and those spirits actually become present with you.
Call them up.
Did y'all hear that?
Come on, family.
All of this, the NBA, all on the jersey.
Saying the name. Yeah.
Say the name.
Yeah. They invoke
their spirit. They're not doing what you think they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think they're just honoring people. They are conjured up spirits.
Good Lord.
There's one particular rally that Dr. Abdullah was conducting and where she repeatedly required, and I'm not going to say the phrase that she used, but would require the audience in a call and response type fashion to chant a name, and then she will respond with a Yoruba phrase. See, in this particular religion, and as I understand it, it includes an ethnicity, a religion, and a language. But I'm talking about the religious aspect of it, where there's a supreme pagan deity, then beneath them there's a pantheon pagan deities called Orishas. And this is the same demonic activity, by the way, that Beyonce is channeling on that black...
All right, come on. Come on, listen, audience.
And then, at the supreme deity, then the Orishas, and then beneath the Orishas, you have the next level of deities called the ancestors, the Egun. And these people really believe that the names of the folks that they are saying have become ancestral gods that they are summoning when they require the attendees at these marches and these rallies to say their name.
Stop it for a minute. Okay, but now if I ask these people, do you think these people that have died tragically that you're honoring went to heaven? They say yes, right?
Yeah.
So God gonna give them a lead to come down and fight against God.
Well, Pastor Al, that's so far out. That's so far. Go ahead, bro.
One important thing that I heard him which kind of may confuse people is that when they say ancestors, we may be thinking, you know, our ancestors back in Africa.
Okay, you don't think you go back
Big
that far?
Mama them. No, this is a specific group
Of
demons, of false gods. No, just false gods that are called ancestors.
I got you.
It's not a person. No.
You're absolutely right, bro. This is a structure.
Right. They're just called ancestors.
Right. Now, I want y'all to realize, audience especially, think about why it's so important to this movement to tear down the system that we own.
Yes.
See, our foundation, no questions about it, was built on Christ is King.
Amen.
Period. That's why that's got to be torn down.
They got to dismantle that.
That's what this is all about. Tearing down the patriarchy.
Okay, right.
Not coming in and practice what you want to practice among us. Just leave us alone. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it.
Mm.
I don't know it. But now that you said it, I bet you these gods, these ancestors, I bet you they women.
Oh, most of them are. You know that.
I bet you, no, really, think about it. I bet you they're women. I bet you they're female.
Androgynous. Yeah. No Satan is.
I bet you they're female.
Sex don't matter to him.
I bet you they're female.
Both of them. That's right.
But see, that's why I said, you know, before, it's the spirit of the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
And then see, even before now, you know, say the last 3-4 years, that's been a spirit of feminism.
Jezebel spirit.
You know, families, politics.
Yes,
sports,
everything.
Right, yeah.
You know, they marching in all the forces of the spiritual world.
Well, y'all remember that was the first movement that was out and big here a few years back was the feminist movement.
It was.
It merges with everything.
In the Bible, it's referred to as a whore. Babylon, it's a female.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
So,
That's right.
Wow.
Right.
Well, let's get another more of this because there's some good stuff.
Yeah,
now,
we running.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff, and we need it. It's my prayer that the Christians would seriously pray about this.
Yes, Lord. Please. Listen.
Because reading is one thing, but hearing them say it in their own words.
Okay. We heard it.
You can say Avis is expressing his opinion. Mm-mm. You can't say that when you hear them say it in their own words.
We heard it. Amen.
I have more audio for you.
Come on.
Listen to this.
Come on with it.
As Patrice Cullors described that this type of spirituality is at the center of the BLM movement. Click number 6.
Spirituality is at the center of Black Lives Matter. And that's not just for us. I feel like so many leaders and so many organizers are deeply engaged in a pretty important spiritual practice. I don't think I could do this work without that. I don't think I could do it as long as I've done it and as consistently. It feels like if I didn't do that, it would be antithetical to this work.
Patrice Cullors is saying if she did not include
the spirit.
Ephraim spiritual practice.
Right. If that wasn't, she would be in it.
The Black Lives Matter work she's doing, it would be antithetical.
Yeah, she wouldn't be in it.
But her.
That's the success of their mission.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
They
working for somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all can get mad at me if you want. But I'm just going to tell it like a T-I-N. Y'all think these people are playing with these chants?
No.
These chanting things?
Say her name.
That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against spiritual wickedness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But against spiritual wickedness, this is what he was talking about.
Right.
Now, in case you were wondering, I'm just going to hide one section. In case you have any ambiguity about this notion, because I have some people say, because of this Western prescription, anything that's African is inherently viewed as being pagan. That's not the case. But you know what we do? Anything that's practiced, we evaluate it in light of Scripture.
That's right.
In light of the Word of God. Amen.
Come go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
Deuteronomy 18. Okay.
Verses 9 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Word of God says this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Lord speaking to the Israelites as they're approaching the promised land.
Okay.
It says this. When you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, You shall not learn to imitate the detestable or abominable things of those nations.
Mm-hmm.
There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire.
Mm-hmm. Sacrifices.
To Molech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One who uses divination.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
One who practices witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Or one who casts a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Or a medium or a spiritist.
Mm-hmm.
One who calls up the dead.
The plain
it don't get no plainer than that.
For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord.
Woo.
And because of these detestable things,
the Lord
your God will drive them out before you.
Stop that right there, man.
Said those who call up the dead are detestable. Or
those who call up the dead. Did Patrice say they call
them? Yeah,
call
yeah. That's absolutely yeah. What she said.
Spirits. Demonic.
Yes.
So shouldn't that be enough for all believers' ears to perk up and to? Shouldn't that be enough? Kevin, should that be enough? Really?
That should be enough.
What could get any plainer than that? We heard her say that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We just heard what the Bible says about that.
Well, I can hear that now, and well, I got a scripture for this excuse.
What'd you hear?
Well, when did she say it? When did she say it? 2015. 2017. I mean, has things changed? Maybe they don't do it like that no more. You can't well, really judge that yeah. On back.
Get it up, you're fishing. I'm yeah, telling you, you're yeah. Fishing. And the water ain't even deep
yeah, right. You ain't gonna catch nothing.
Now, yeah, that was too clear. Yeah,
you can't hear people say that.
Almost, you don't catch nothing.
Gavin, almost you made me be a heathen.
I'd have just heard all the excuses.
Man, that right there, that ain't gonna hold water.
But it ain't gonna hold water because 1 Timothy 4:1 says this.
What's that now?
The Spirit
speak expressly.
Expressly. That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to
seducing.
And doctrines of death. So it don't matter when she said it.
Okay.
It don't matter when she said it.
Okay.
But she said it. Just for that person, this was recent.
Yeah.
So this should be enough for blacks, people in general call themselves Christian, white or black, no matter what you are, to move away from this, right?
It should be enough.
Move away.
If you're a believer, you need to leave it alone.
She went back and said the origin of this organization is rooted in this.
In spiritual.
Oh, yes. Witchcraft. The origin of that thing.
Yes.
Can you hear?
That's
she
right.
Said, now, she said when they end rallies like this, the first thing they do is pray. Now, can you hear her praying?
Yeah.
To these
spirits, over the blood spirit.
And you a true believer and you standing there hearing her praying to these spirits.
In a language. She stopped mentioning a language too. Didn't she say something about a language?
It seemed like they're there for the situation, but they really set in the atmosphere before the rest of the folks come in.
Yeah.
Well, we would like to say that there for the situation, but she just said in her own voice that it's much more than that.
It's spiritual.
And Pastor just said that it's spiritual. She said that's the foundation, meaning that it doesn't matter when she said it. It's the origin of
that's
it. It's the crux of it.
Right. When she said that, the Christian should have been 25 miles an hour then.
She said that that's the foundation. That's the heart of the whole deal. So it doesn't matter when she said it.
You cannot bring a clean thing out of that which is unclean.
Right.
If the origin of it is unclean, you can't fix it up.
Can't clean it up.
You got to tear it down completely.
You're absolutely right, Pastor. Yeah. Think about this, brothers. We ain't talking about the origin. We talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Why are we seeing the chin going on
today?
In the name. Say her name.
Say her name.
We talking about what we're looking at right now. Chin. What we're witnessing right now.
Yeah. Man. They call it demonic spirits out of hell is what they're doing.
That's right.
To fight against God, to give them support in their fight against the family. Against our God's word, and brother, every believer, every true believer, you ought to distance yourself. Like it's a virus, you ought to be distance yourself from this organization.
It's more deadly than that.
Yep, it's more deadly than that.
I'm telling you.
Eternal consequences.
That's right. Eternal consequences.
Eternal consequences.
Absolutely. And any believer should know better.
Yeah.
Should know better.
Yeah. And Kevin. If you're going along with this and even practicing there, invoking the spirit, aren't you putting your own family in danger too?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
You, huh?
Yes, you are.
Don't Luke 11 say those spirits come back to the house?
That's and they, right. They like,
huh?
For generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For generations.
You inviting something in that you ain't going to be able to get out.
That's right.
And you invite right. more than just that one that left out that house.
See, that's just it. That's just it.
That's when what they don't get, bro.
When you're calling on that, you just think you're calling her name, but you're opening yourself up.
Portals, yes. Yeah.
Into the invitation of these familiar spirits to do.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Yes, Lord.
As they will.
You heard what the young lady said. She said it's gotten to a point where she feel an allegiance to the ancestor, to those spirits.
To those spirits. Spirit, yeah.
Now, you know what that make you think about?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, I guess it's been 2 or 3 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned about the young girl up in Portland. She came through the protesters. Naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of spirit that would cause people to do stuff like that.
Come on, bro.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Think about it now.
Naked. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Naked. Yeah. Now, would you ever thought you'd see something like that?
That's right.
In the Bible, you know, then the demons,
when they come out of their clothes.
Yeah, that's
the clothes.
Connected to
evil. Come out of clothes.
That's one of the first things new and then connected to. And that's the demoniac.
And another great sign is what we see today. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. The destruction we see in our cities today are demonically induced, and that's why they are causing so much chaos. And one of our parties, major parties, are so blind they can't even see that. They don't have any spiritual eyes. They're no spiritual eyes.
Well, won't even speak up against
it. Well, we were talking about it. They made it plain as day that they were the party of no God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you're right, Tom.
And whatever you want.
Take God out of everything.
Yeah. That's right. Do as you will.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, it's the song of the whole. Which one of them clowns said that? Well, do as you will.
I know what you're talking about, too. Man, if you hadn't said it.
Kevin, let's get ready. It's 52. 50, we wear that 52. Let's get ready to sum it up. We've touched on a lot of things, but I hope we open the eye. Go ahead, Kevin. Say something.
I want to go back to what we started about. This is a whole study about Marxism, and BLM, the founder, said that they're practicing Marxist, correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to remind you of what the founder of Marxism, Karl Marx, wrote in a poem.
Okay, what did he say in the poem?
He said, "Look now at my blood dark sword shall stab unerringly within thy soul. God neither knows nor honors art. The hellish vapors rise and fill the brain till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. You see the sword? The Prince of Darkness sold it to me."
That's Marx, the leader. Karl Marx is the leader.
Phew. So it makes sense on why these practices are within
makes a lot of sense.
Black Lives Matter.
Praise God. Tony, go ahead. Give us something to close out here.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that I am just absolutely assured that my Christ is still on the throne.
Yes, Lord.
This would be reason enough to be worried about.
Really concerned.
Really concerned. Yeah. And I am concerned for the people who are caught up and tied up in this, that they will be set free. Now, you're doing something at the least you know God is displeased with.
That's right. Okay.
If you following this movement and taking part in this, in this more than just a movement, the woman just told you that.
The woman just
told you that. You're doing you some worshiping of something other than Jehovah God.
Now you know.
Now you know. Okay. So if that be the case, the beauty of it all, God is a forgiving God.
Amen.
So, but now is the time. You can no longer use "I didn't know" or "I was unaware." Right, so Christians, turn away from this thing and come back.
Amen.
Come back to worshiping the Holy God.
Amen. Camille, praise God.
You know, she made it plain, you know, it's not about community or organization and all of that.
Sure, she did.
It's spiritual.
Yeah, it's spiritual.
But it's a demonic spirit.
Amen.
And you know, it give me chills to hear how she talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, she's in bed with it.
Yeah.
And she's saying they're training others like her, just like Abdullah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They train them to think and call on these demonic spirits, because it made me think about, you know, even from the start of some of this, when they was hollering with the Michael Brown situation, "Hands up, don't shoot."
Yeah. Okay.
That's a chant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a chant also.
That's right.
But our people need to wake up. If you don't wake up behind here
that
this broadcast, and that what Tony says on YouTube. You can put it up yourself.
That's right.
Lord help you.
Brothers and sisters, you need to repent of your sins. If you have supported this organization, God called him for repentance, and he's willing to forgive. We serve a God that's merciful. He'll forgive you.
He will.
And cleanse your house, your family, of these spirits that you allowed to come into your house unknowingly.
Yes, yes.
Remember, Christ prayed, forgive them. They know not what they do. Praise God, and you can be forgiven, but you got to come to the Lord and get this blood off of your hand in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we give you praise and glory. We give you honor, Lord, for all that you're doing right now. Now touch those, Lord. Touch those, Lord, that have been blinded by this demonic organization, Lord, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Lord, you touch their heart.
Touch
and the believers, those that call themselves believers, Lord, take them out of that dark realm. Put them in the light, Lord.
Bring them back
to the light, or introduce them to the light, Father. Mm-hmm. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.